is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is sending about 1,500 more troops to the Middle East amid heightened tensions with Iran. We get the details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says another 1,500 Americans will head to the region.
We're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops.
It's part of a buildup that began after what the U.S. said was a threat from Iran, without giving either details or evidence. The Pentagon says the additional troops will focus on protecting those already there.
We do not see these forces as provocative.
Acting Assistant Defense Secretary Katie Wheelbarger echoing the president in downplaying the prospect of a conflict.
I don't think Iran wants to fight. And I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
British Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation Friday, plunging the country deeper into political chaos as it tries to negotiate an exit from the European Union. As Henry Ridgewell reports, May's failure to get Parliament to back her EU withdrawal agreement eventually led to her downfall.
Theresa May came to power in 2016 after Britain's vote to leave the European Union prompted the resignation of predecessor David Cameron. Just as Cameron had done 3 years ago, Theresa May walked out of the Prime Minister's residence at 10 Downing Street Friday to waiting cameras, and announced her resignation, saying she bitterly regretted failing to deliver Brexit. Theresa May will still be in office for President Donald Trump's state visit to Britain at the beginning of June, likely to be her final act on the global political stage. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Trump is headed to Japan for a four-day state visit, heavy on ceremony and sports, though a senior White House official promised that there be some substantive things to announce. A focus on photo opportunities rather than deal-making may be intentional on the part of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who has forged a close relationship with Trump. The two have met or spoken more than 40 times, which is absolutely unprecedented, according to the White House. The president will attend a banquet with the new Japanese emperor, golf with the prime minister, and view the ancient sport of sumo, awarding the Trump Cup to a champion wrestler. One goal of Abe's during their time together in Tokyo is to ensure that Trump is committed to next month's Group of 20 Leaders Summit that Japan will host in Osaka. A Russian court has extended the arrest of a former U.S. Marine who complained about being abused while being in custody. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
Paul Whelan was arrested at the end of December in Moscow, where he was attending a wedding. He was charged with espionage, which carries up to 20 years in prison in Russia. Now the court has ruled to keep the Michigan resident behind bars for 3 more months. Whelan told reporters in court that he'd been threatened and subjected to abuses and harassment in prison. Officials at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow say they're disappointed with the ruling, arguing there is no evidence of any wrongdoing. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Afghan officials say a bomb blast ripped through a crowded Kabul mosque during Friday prayers, killing a prominent pro-government cleric along with another worshiper. Separately, a roadside bomb attack injured 4 Romanian soldiers in southern Kandahar province. The Interior Ministry and residents in the Afghan capital reported that Maulavi Sami'ullah Rehan, the slain cleric, was leading the afternoon prayers when the explosion took place. The attack injured at least 16 people. Some of them were reported to be in critical condition. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the attack, which officials said appeared to have been aimed at Rehan. A blast in southern western Pakistan killed at least 2 people and wounded more than a dozen others. Police said the explosion Friday in Quetta's Pashtunabad area damaged a mosque where locals were offering Friday prayers, as well as nearby buildings. Quetta is the capital of the restive Baluchistan province, which has long become home to a low-intensity separatist movement, as well as a target of various other militant groups. Earlier this month, the Baluchistan Liberation Army separatist group claimed responsibility for an attack on a luxury hotel near the port in Gwadar. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.